We're exploring all the goodness of the hickory nut harvest here on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. First, let's check in on our fall member drive underway at Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm here with Keely Baltina. Good morning, Keely.
Hey, Kate.
We're here to say you count on the Ideas Network for these interesting, thoughtful conversations, and we count on you to help keep these discussions on the air.
Right. Listener support is the largest piece of funding that makes this show and all the others you enjoy possible, and that is why your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is so important.
And you know, we've been hearing from new and returning members, and that is so heartening. But right now, we have a dollar-for-dollar match, up to $3,000. And this generous match is from current members, including Jean, a supporter in Madison who loves WPR. And it means that they'll match every dollar you give.
What an incredible opportunity, because it's their way of encouraging you to join them in supporting Wisconsin Public Radio. So double your support for the programs you love. Give now at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
You know, Wisconsin Public Radio is absolutely committed to quality, and that's why we've been around for more than 100 years. And since listener donations make up the largest slice of funding for WPR programs, that quality is possible thanks to you.
Your contribution makes this program possible and so many others as well. When you give, you're part of the quality that you hear every day on WPR. Make a difference right now. Double your money with your gift at WPR.org or use the number. It's 888-202-2552.
You are part of Wisconsin Public Radio's community of listeners. And whether you've been listening for years or just a few months, maybe you're a first-time caller, you can become part of our community of members, people who support the programs they value.
And if you've never given before, start with a gift of $120. Or better yet, make that an ongoing gift of $10 a month. And remember, right now we've got a dollar-for-dollar match, so your money is doubled. Your contribution of any amount, that makes you a member. And because the largest piece of our funding comes from members, you really make a difference. It all starts with your gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You could win an extra $250 to spend at the grocery store when you make a gift of any amount for the WPR programs you rely on. Stock up on the healthy food you know you should eat more of, or splurge on your favorite snacks. Five winners will receive a gift card for their local grocery store. Sustainers, you're automatically entered. No contribution is necessary. Find all the details at WPR.org/drawing. You can't win if you don't enter, so make your gift now. Here's how.
Here's how. Go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552 to make your donation. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Keely Baltina. It's your support during this fall member drive that is making all the WPR programs you rely on possible. And your gift of $10 or $20 a month, whatever amount you choose, that is the right amount.
Yeah, we're just getting started to the day. And I know there are some people that tackle the hardest piece of the day first. And I really admire that. Some days you just want to do something really easy. That's giving to WPR this morning. You can check it right off your list. All we need is your name, your contact information, the amount of your gift, and how you'd like to pay.
Super quick. It just takes a few minutes to make your contribution to Wisconsin Public Radio. And let me tell you, those few minutes, they fund your daily listening. Critical. Your support right now, it really makes a difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Big deal right now. Our dollar-for-dollar match is in effect. There's room for your gift, and then that'll be matched. So don't wait. Give now at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. And your support of WPR goes twice as far.
And layer on the goodness as an added bonus for supporting the programs you love. Your donation enters you in a drawing for that $250 grocery gift card. You'll have five chances to win. No contribution is necessary. See all the details at WPR.org/drawing. But better yet, you're automatically entered when you give any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And sustainers making ongoing monthly gifts, you're automatically entered.
Your gift is powerful. It really makes a difference. So give now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Thank you.
You know, this is the time of year on our evening walks. We hear hickory nuts falling to the ground, and we say with a laugh, watch out, incoming. They've got the leathery outer husk and a hard inner shell, and they go thwack when they hit the pavement. Two hickory species are found in Wisconsin. We'll learn the long history and uses of hickory nuts, first cultivated by Native Americans. Are you a nut forager collecting hickory nuts? What are your tips for finding fallen nuts, and how do you get to the meat of the nut? Conversation is right here, 800-642-1234. Mike Starshack is president of the Wisconsin Hickory Association and owner of Wisconsin Hickory Syrup. Mike, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Good morning, Kate. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Good morning. So can you give us some history about the hickory tree in Wisconsin and the species we have here?
Well, the hickory in Wisconsin, there's been a long history of it. Most of the history, of course, is from the Native Americans, and they have a word-of-mouth history. But the earliest explorers and settlers all wrote about this nut that was such a great resource. In Wisconsin, we have two types of hickory, the shagbark, which is the edible, and the bitter nut, which is inedible. And the shagbark hickory goes about halfway up the state with the distribution, with the bitternut being about a third further up. But the bitternut still has uses. The wood is really good in bitternut for smoking meats and flavoring.
Yeah, those hickory chips when we're grilling is certainly something that we've experimented with. Why? What is it that hickory is good for its firewood qualities?
Well, it's really an interesting resource, and when I started learning it about 20 years ago, I was really shocked that we don't have more utility of it. But the wood itself burns very hot, and a cord of hickory wood produces more BTUs of heat than a ton of coal. We know that hickory wood is very resilient. In the early colonial days, it was used almost exclusively in handles, axe handles, and tools because it's shock absorbent and it torques and twists without splintering.
So what is the life cycle of hickory trees and when do they bear nuts?
Well, right now we're at the height of the harvest season. With the rains that swept through last night, we'll see some additional drop today. So if you can beat the squirrels and the chipmunks and everything else, today's a good day to get out there and start collecting.
Does a tree produce nuts annually?
The tree is called a masting tree, and it's kind of like a wild apple tree. It's every other year is a greater crop, but there are trees that do produce every year.
You know, as you mentioned, people have been feasting on hickory nuts for thousands of years. How did indigenous communities regard hickory trees, and how did they incorporate the nuts into their daily living?
Well, the earliest written record we have of hickory use in North America comes from 1539 with Hernando de Soto and the Spanish explorers when they came up through the area that's now Florida and Georgia. They had written that the hickory nut was used extensively by the tribes and traded all over the continent. They had seen these long row houses with over 1,000 baskets of hickory nuts.
Wow. And so what did they do with them?
Well, the nuts, of course, were used for a food source. It was one of the few food sources that had its own packaging. Of course, in the shell there, they could store those hickory nuts for up to 2 years in baskets and bury them underground, and they'd still stay viable. They also mashed the nuts with water to make a nut milk that was called pakohikora. Pakohikora is where we get our name hickory, of course.
And they boiled that milk and fed it to people who needed extra nourishment?
Well, it was really an important part of their culture, the whole tree, because different parts of the trees were used for different medicines and salves as well. And there's one Native American legend of the warriors after dying going to the traveling to the Happy Hunting Grounds, and Mother Nature would be there as like on a rest stop, and they would be served the Pakul Hikora or the hickory nut milk as a nourishing refreshment on their way.
Mm. So how do you crack a hickory nut?
I have a lot of people always asking me the best way to crack a hickory nut, and there is one way that's much better than any other, and that's to have someone else do it.
But you have to do it by hand.
You do. The nut, on the inside of the nut meat and the shell are intertwined in most of the hickory nuts, and so it's something that is a manual process. Really important in cracking the hickory nut is when you are harvesting the hickory nuts, you want to lay them out to dry for a week, 10 days in the sun. People usually will hang them in like a mesh bag, like an onion bag for storage. And then when it's time to crack them, and I usually let them season for a month or two because they will sweeten up a little bit more if you do that. Before you're going to crack them, you'll soak them for an hour or two, lay them out to drip dry, and then crack them. And then in that way, they don't shatter. They tend to fracture in larger pieces. And really, the treasure of a hickory nut is being able to get out maybe a whole half of a nut. Mm. And the way you do that is use a small tin snips and you snip away the shell and you'll get a much larger piece of hickory nut that way.
We have Mike Starshack with us, president of the Wisconsin Hickory Association, explaining the uses for hickory nuts in eating, shelling. What do you want to know about the history of hickory in Wisconsin? Do you have questions about how properly forage for them? Perhaps you have hickory nut recipes you can share. Join in at any point, 800-642-1234. We'll continue this conversation ahead with Mike Starshack here on the Ideas Network. We are foraging for hickory nuts on the morning show and learning about their comeback in Wisconsin, the variety of ways these nuts are used. Now let's get an update on our fall member drive at Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Keely Boltina. We're here to ask you to invest a few minutes of time to support your future WPR listening.
That's because listener support makes up the largest piece of the funding for these programs that you count on, programs like The Morning Show. That's why your gift now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is so important.
And here's the cool thing. We have this dollar-for-dollar match up to $3,000 in effect right now. It is a great time to donate because current members, including Jean, a supporter in Madison who loves WPR, is going to double every dollar you give. And it's their way of inspiring you to support Wisconsin Public Radio. So double the impact of your gift at this moment at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Every day, our team works hard to bring you a great morning of radio, and we see it as a service because we know that you're curious and intelligent. You're there for us. We also know that you like to have fun and enjoy all that Wisconsin has to offer.
So thank you so much for being such a great audience and contributor and for being the reason we do what we do. And you can give one more thing. It is your financial backing. Your support makes these mornings all possible. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Maybe you pay your bills online, whether it's because you want to save paper or it's just more convenient. Support WPR in that same streamlined way by becoming a sustainer.
You choose a monthly amount that works for you, say $10 or $20, and you set up automatic ongoing monthly gifts from your bank account or your credit card at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. It's easy to get started, and your support of WPR will always be current.
Fall is here, and in the Midwest, that means changing leaves, apple picking, and days that are too cold for a t-shirt but too warm for a jacket. This member drive, we have the perfect wardrobe solution, the new WPR long sleeve t-shirt. This navy shirt features the WPR and NPR logos on the front and a Wisconsin and WPR inspired design on the back. This soft cotton shirt is perfect for all your favorite fall activities. Ask for yours now when you give $20 a month or more. Here's how.
Here's how. Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your donation this morning in support of the programs you count on. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Keely Baltina. It is your support today, right now, of Wisconsin Public Radio that keeps all the programs you enjoy going strong. And whether your contribution is $10 a month, whether you set it at $100 a month, we appreciate and we truly count on your gift.
At WPR, you get to choose how much you give. A contribution of any amount makes a difference. Here are some suggested amounts. Maybe it's the same amount that you already pay every month for a streaming service or cable.
Or coffee, tea, like me, which, like WPR, is probably something that you love every day. So give now. You pick the amount. Your gift makes a difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Our dollar-for-dollar match is still in effect, and we have a lot of the money left on the table. It's up to $3,000. So when you give, your dollars for WPR are matched, so give now. Do that at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552, and your support of WPR goes twice as far.
And you can support the programs you value and ask for your Navy WPR long sleeve shirt. It has a light blue Wisconsin inspired design on a soft Navy shirt, perfect for all of your favorite fall activities. So ask for yours. Check it out with your gift of $20 a month or more at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Your gift right now is so crucial. It's important. We value it and we value you. So give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Thank you.
We're tracing the rise of hickory nuts in Wisconsin and the indigenous peoples who first discovered the bounty of hickory trees and the ability to use it for all parts of their daily lives. This State DNR Division of Forestry Hickory report from 2019 says the volume in hickory has increased steadily over the last several decades and is aging. Is there a stand of hickory trees near you? What do you notice about the trees and their nuts? Conversation right here, 800-642-1234. Mike Starshack leads the Wisconsin Hickory Association, stays with us. Let's bring in Owen now in Green Bay. Hi, Owen. What would you like to ask about hickory nuts?
Hi. I just joined in, and I'm not sure if you already talked about this, but I was wondering if you could just speak to the identification and then sustainable harvest and foraging of the trees. Thank you.
Thank you, Owen. Mike, go ahead. Give us, something we can see in our minds.
Well, certainly hickory trees, the shagbark hickory, as it says, has a shaggy, flaky bark. So that's one of the easiest identifiers of it. It also has emerald green leaves, and the leaves are compound leaves. There is a terminal leaf and then 2 to 3 pairs of parallel leaves below that, and that's the shagbark hickory. The bitternut has 7 to 9 pairs of much smaller leaves, very similar to a black walnut. So identifying the shagbark hickory is pretty easy. And as we go in the fall here, that emerald green foliage turns a brilliant gold colored. So very, very easy to identify. And Kate, I did want to mention, you asked me earlier about cracking the nuts. The Hickory Association does have some hickory nut cracking seminars going on, hosted by Sarah Naparella, the vice president of the association, and you can find that information on our Facebook page.
Awesome. And Owen also wanted to know about how you can identify these nuts, what they look like on the ground.
Well, the nut on the ground generally will be in a hull. It's approximately golf ball shaped, maybe a little bit larger. It'll have 4 lobes to it, so there'll be a seam on it, not like a black walnut, which generally is seamless and has a bumpy green cover. But those will have 4 lobes on it, and the lobes should separate very easily from the nut inside. And the nut would probably be approximately the size of a shooter marble, the larger marble. That's about a standard size of the hickory nut, though they can vary quite a bit. They can be much smaller than that, small marble size, up to probably double that size.
What about a sustainable harvest? How can we ensure these nuts are there for us in the future?
Well, it's certainly something that we hope in the Hickory Association people are more familiar with and desire the trees. They last 200 to 300 years. They were a staple in the Native American diet for at least 10,000 years. We know that trees are good for our environment. We know that forests are good for us as human beings psychologically. And to learn more about them and to be able then to encourage that tree growth, because we find that most of the trees in a urban and suburban area have been cut down because they're considered messy trees.
Mm-hmm.
But that's without the connection to the past. So we're hoping that through education, more people will desire this tree. It is definitely a legacy tree, lasting, again, 200 to 300 years. And the Hickory Association is also encouraging the development of a commercial food industry based on hickory, formalizing its use.
Well, you say food, and Grant wrote in to ask that they love to bake bread with nuts as an added ingredient. Do you have any resources with recipes or information for baking with hickory nuts?
Absolutely. Both the Hickory Association on their website, wihickory.org, or the Facebook page, as well as on my website, WisconsinHickorySyrup.com. We have a recipe page, and we rotate through recipes. We probably have well over 100 different recipes with hickory nuts and hickory syrup that people can utilize. In general, the nuts are great as a substitute for anything with pecans or walnuts or peanuts in the recipe.
And we have a link, Grant, to the Association's hickory nut cake recipe at WPR.org/mornings. I was checking that out, Mike. That looks delicious. It also has a little bit of coconut in it.
Yeah, and that the that hickory nut cake is the number one rural family recipe, the traditional recipe, although, again, the nuts are used freely in cookies quite a bit.
Well, Mike, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
You're very welcome. I'll get back to picking up hickory nuts.
Sounds great. Mike Starchak, president of the Wisconsin Hickory Association, owner of Wisconsin Hickory Syrup. We have a link, as I mentioned, to the association's hickory nut cake recipe. It's at WPR.org/mornings. Ahead this hour, we check in on Wisconsin K-12 schools. Is your student in the classroom or virtual? How are they doing this school year compared to last? What are you encountering with masking? Join in, 800-642-1234. News update is next here on the Ideas Network.